rising costs concerning farmers for next year. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. As farmers are all but completed with this year's harvest, there's major concerns now over rapidly rising input costs that could have significant effects next season. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
All around the country, lots of talk among farmers and ag retailers about soaring prices for fertilizers.
It's been a perfect storm of high input costs, high transportation costs, shutdowns. There have been a
sample of testimony at a House Ag Committee hearing the other day, and indeed, even though crop prices are fairly high,
the problem is we're seeing a sharp rise in input prices.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer told us he's very concerned about what could end up being a returns or margin squeeze on producers as they try to secure input supplies now for next year's crops. Meyer says producers always keep costs in mind.
But I think this will be one of those years where you really are going to have to watch things on the cost side, because we're seeing some key input prices rise substantially.
Which could, of course, cause some producers to change how much of what crops they plant next spring. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And without a doubt, the rising input costs over fertilizer and other chemicals is being noticed everywhere. And University of Tennessee's Dr. Andrew Muhammad, an agricultural trade economist, says,
we import a lot of potassic fertilizer. We import a lot of nitrogenous fertilizer, and prices for those products or those imports have been relatively steady for like the last 5 years. And then you see within the last 3 months, like these ridiculous spikes of about 200-300% increases. I have no clue what's going on that would cause such an increase. I mean, I've read about energy prices, but we've seen higher energy prices, and it didn't necessarily result in 300-400% increases.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.